Sean for breakfast, Esperance's 747 at Triple M. That is John Paul Young. Love is in the air. What a great song for your Wednesday morning. I'm joined in the studio by our Shire President, Victoria Brown. We're going to talk about all the happenings at the Shire last night at the Ordinary Council meeting. Victoria, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Sean.
Look, we're both a little bit exhausted. It's been a big week at the Esperance Courts this week. You've been there every day. How have you found the proceedings?
Well, lengthy, and, you know, there's a lot to take in, isn't there? Because you've been there as well. Yeah. And we heard yesterday from witness Will Carmody, and he got into the witness box at 9 in the morning. There was a break for 40 minutes at 20 past 1, and he didn't finish until 3:30. And what an amazing man. Geez, he deserves a medal for the way he conducted himself in the witness box.
I couldn't believe it. He was so well spoken, so measured in talking about events which were quite traumatic.
Very emotional.
You wouldn't forgive him for, you know, completely breaking down, but he stayed so strong. Well done to him.
Yeah.
Let's concentrate on the Ordinary Council meeting last night. First of all, good news about the Greater Sports Stadium, because the tender's been awarded. All good.
Fantastic. Wow. Hooray. At last. Talk about a lengthy process.
Yes.
Yes. So Council decided to award the tender for the construction of the Esperance Indoor Sports Stadium to Syme Building Company.
Okay.
But we decided to go with the four-court stadium option, which was not the officer's recommendation. They had recommended the three-court, but we had lengthy discussion on it, and we came to the conclusion that really, given we're going into the future, the big picture is it would be far more cost-effective to undertake the fourth court now as part of the current project. Gives us lots of options.
Yeah, also, you want to be optimistic. I think the population will grow around here. If we believe in Esperance, you want it to grow, the population, and there is a lot of basketballers. And four courts seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, look, I think it'll be good, and the next thing will be to talk to all those user groups. We'd had a presentation from the Netball Association. We need to get them back to council to answer all the sorts of questions that they'll have now moving forward.
Absolutely. And the Abalone project out at Wiley Bay, or around there, this has got a bit of a approval as well. No one put their hand up and said they wanted that land. You've released it.
Yeah.
No one wanted it?
It's like at the wedding ceremony, isn't it? I do. I want it.
No, I object.
Very exciting. Great. Another project on the table. Basically, council decided to delegate authority to the CEO to execute all the agreements and all the documents necessary to dispose of that portion of Lot 50 Wiley Bay Road. So Ocean Grow and Abalone, you're on track to get going.
And then to finish off, this is very exciting. A key to the town has been awarded posthumously. Talk to me about this.
Yeah, so we sadly lost the Reverend Doug Murray, and he was an amazing, amazing man. His contribution to our town and community was outstanding. So we had an application from a community member to consider him for a key to the Shire, and in recognition of his achievement and contribution, we bestowed the honour posthumously to Doug Murray. Unfortunately, he wasn't recognised in his lifetime, but he now has the key to the Shire added to his list of lifetime accolades.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's a legacy that you're leaving as well, and it's really nice for the family. Funny question, is there actually a key?
Well, we talked about that. I believe there is, but then after a lot of deliberation, we thought, well, who do we actually give the key to? Because Mr. Murray didn't have a large number of family members.
Okay.
So I think the decision was not to actually have a key, because...
But there could be a key made up. Is that what you're alluding to?
Generally, there would be. If you're alive, you would get a bronze key as a token.
A big key?
Hang on your wall.
A really big key?
Why don't you know, I've never seen one. I'll have to go and ask.
You know what you need to do? Build a big key, but you also then need to build a really big door and put it somewhere in the town, and therefore you can open the key with that door. If you have a key and there's nothing to do with it, then I think you get anxious.
Well, I know there is a key, because our renowned bronze sculptor, he would have been vested with the job to do that.
I've been speaking to Victoria Brown. She is the Shire President, covering everything that's happened this week around town, also the Ordinary Council meeting which happened last night. Victoria, thanks for joining me.
Cheers, Sean.